It's Thursday, March 30th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Democrat Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, a centrist, turned heads on Monday when he said that he intends to filibuster the nomination of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch, reports Fox News. Republicans were relying on centrists like Nelson to carry Gorsuch to the 60 votes needed to avoid a Democratic bloc. The Wall Street Journal reported that as of Tuesday afternoon, more than two dozen Senate Democrats said they would vote no on Gorsuch's nomination. No Democrat has said he would vote for Trump's nominee. Incidentally, 9 Republican senators voted to confirm President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor, and 5 Republicans voted for Elena Kagan, another Obama nominee. After the failure of President Donald Trump to repeal Obamacare, Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama has a simple answer, reports AL.com. Congressman Brooks's Obamacare Repeal Act is just one sentence long, short and sweet. Quote, effective as of December 31st, 2017, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is repealed, and the provisions of law amended or repealed by such act are restored or revived as if such act had not been enacted, unquote. In a special report immediately following today's newscast, you'll hear disturbing audio from a new undercover video featuring a Planned Parenthood abortion practitioner's defense of infanticide, and news that California prosecutors are throwing the book at the pro-life undercover investigators. Stay tuned. A 21-year-old conservative Christian student named Marshall Polston, who attends Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida, claimed he was suspended after speaking out when his Muslim professor claimed that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was a hoax, reports the Central Florida Post. Polston challenged Professor Araji Zufari during their Muslim humanities class earlier this semester after she argued that Jesus was not crucified and that his disciples did not really believe he was God. Polston claimed that the professor retaliated by giving the straight-A student a grade of 52% on his next essay. California Governor Jerry Brown came out swinging on NBC's Meet the Press this past Sunday about the wall which President Trump has promised to build on our southern border.
The wall, to me, is ominous. It reminds me too much of the Berlin Wall. When I see that 30-foot wall, I worry somehow, are they trying to keep me in or keep them out? I don't like that wall, number one. We're not going to sit around and just play patsy. No, we're going to fight, and we're going to fight very hard. We'll be strategic.
Governor Brown appealed to the touted Christian values of President Donald Trump and his evangelical supporters when he called illegal aliens, quote, children of God, unquote, reports the Christian Post. Brown also suggested that the construction of the $20 billion wall is not Christian.
Trump's supposed to be Mr. Religious Fellow, and I thought we got to treat the least of these as we would treat the Lord. So I hope he would reconnect with some of his conservative evangelicals, and they'll tell him that these are human beings, they're children of God, they should be treated that way.
John 1:12 defines the children of God as those who have believed in Christ, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. A strong majority of French adults say Islam is incompatible with their society, reports the Daily Caller. A new Ipsos poll finds that 61% of adults say Islam is incompatible with French society, compared to just 17% who say the same about Judaism, and 6% who believe Catholicism is incompatible with French society. The number of those who believe Islam is incompatible is trending upwards and has jumped 8 points since peaking in January 2015. A new documentary entitled Facing Darkness is making headlines within Christian circles for its breathtaking tale of the American missionaries with Samaritan's Purse who worked to save victims of the Liberian Ebola outbreak.
This was an unfolding catastrophe.
The numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
Ebola is the world's most dangerous virus.
The disease is out of control in West Africa.
action was needed immediately.
Altogether, the family member that I lose, 17.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
I was confident that what we were doing was the right thing to do.
Ebola is considered one of the world's more deadly viruses and is responsible for the death of almost 30,000 people over the course of 2 years. Check out our transcript today at theworldview.com to watch the movie trailer for Facing Darkness. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised, a special report now on a shocking, new, never-before-seen undercover video from the Center for Medical Progress, which exposes a Planned Parenthood medical director for saying a series of disturbing things at a Planned Parenthood networking reception, reports LifeNews.com. The undercover investigators were posing as buyers from a biotech company who wanted to purchase baby body parts like hearts, lungs, livers, and brains for financial benefit. The more intact the baby can remain without being dismembered, the better. But first, Deshaun Taylor, previous medical director of Planned Parenthood of Arizona and longtime abortion practitioner at Planned Parenthood Los Angeles, wanted to vent about how Arizonans affirm the humanity of the aborted babies.
Arizona is so conservative. I just don't even want to send a 4-fetus to for cremation or
Right.
We have the people who do our paperwork for the fetal death certificates. They email us calling them baby this, baby that, baby so-and-so. And I'm like, that's creepy.
Taylor admitted that babies born alive after abortion are sometimes killed after birth, which is blatantly illegal, criminal, and categorically infanticide. She noted that it all depends upon who is in the room, since the Arizona law requires that they transport the child who survived the botched abortion to the hospital if there are any signs of life.
In Arizona, if the fetus comes out with any signs of life, we're supposed to transport it.
Is there any standard procedure for verifying signs of life?
Well, the thing is,
that doesn't go in a chart.
I mean, the key is you need to pay attention to who's in the room, right? And like, you know,
right.
Because the thing is, the law states you're supposed to do any maneuvers after the fact to try to cause demise.
Because the audio is a little hard to hear, she said, quote, I mean, the key is you need to pay attention to who's in the room, right? The key is the law states that you are not supposed to do any maneuvers after the fact to try to cause demise, unquote, referring to fetal demise or the demise of the child. Taylor then laughs and says, quote, it's a mess, unquote. David DeLeiden, the founder of the Center for Medical Progress Project, notes, quote, this footage shows a longtime Planned Parenthood abortion doctor willing to sell baby